Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and the Office of Mission, Ministry, and Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back again with you today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as how to utilize the information we provide today. Take full accountability for the decisions you make and a resulting outcome. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special month, the month of November, designated as National Entrepreneurship Month. And as such, we are honored today to have with us a very, very special guest who was a real entrepreneur at heart. Her name is Julia Brandon. Julia grew up in Sayreville, New Jersey, and now resides at the Jersey Shore in beautiful Ocean Township. Julia is an esteemed alumna right here from Seton Hall and from WSOU, graduating in 2007. Since college, she has had her hands in multiple things, including working several years at Sirius XM Radio, excuse me, and then as a middle school math teacher. Julia has been flipping houses also for over 15 years, recently completing her 10th flip. How amazing is this, listeners? She's also the founder of the very unique website, mykidexperience.com, which we're going to hear all about. Julia loves to keep busy, whether working, learning, trying something new, or chasing after her three sons. Great morning and welcome home. Welcome to Thank God for Monday, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
The honor is all ours. Kindly share with the listeners and me from what city and state you're speaking from this morning.
I am speaking to you from Oakhurst, New Jersey, which is a part of Ocean Township, New Jersey.
Oh, you just made this host and the listeners very, very jealous. Beautiful part of the Garden State.
Yes,
That's
love it
for
here.
sure. Sadly, Julia, we've only got 30 minutes. We could spend hours talking about you, your incredible life, reminiscing about Seton Hall, this amazing website you started. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the WSOU pool. As mentioned during the introduction, you're an esteemed alumna from Setonia. Tell us a little bit about what you studied here and your experience here, please.
So I was a communication major. Actually, the reason why I wanted to go to Seton Hall so badly was because of WSOU and Pirate TV. As soon as I got to Seton Hall, I made sure I did whatever I needed to do so that I could be on board with WSOU. I loved it there. I recently wore a t-shirt to a concert, and it was a WSOU shirt. And people were like high-fiving me. And I felt so cool. And it brought me back to my time when I was there and just how much I loved it there.
Oh my goodness, you didn't have to interact at all with Frank Scafidi by any chance, did you?
Well, when I was at WSOU, yes, all the time I did. He was wonderful, really
Yeah, he
good
is an
guy.
incredible, incredible man and has done so much and continues to do so much for us at WSOU and for Thank God for Monday.
Yes.
Now, let's peel the onion, if you don't mind, a little bit. Your time, you say you came to Seton Hall, not surprisingly, so many do for Pirate TV and for WSOU. What were your responsibilities back at SOU back then, please?
So I wonder if it's the same procedure, but to get into WSOU, you have to take a test. Yes. You have to take a test. You know, you take a couple classes and you have to take a test about, I guess, the radio station, right? And the basics of it. You know, they don't expect you to know everything, but you have to know a little bit of background to work there. And then you start out as a phone operator taking phone calls, which was really cool because the listeners of WSOU love WSOU. So it was so cool to talk to the listeners and take their requests. And then from there, you then graduate to being a newscaster. So, you know, I was then able to be actually on the radio and say the news and traffic every day. Well, not every day. You had like one spot a week, if I remember it correctly. And then from there, once you've done a semester of the news, then you can move on to being a DJ. So my senior year of my spring semester, my senior year of college, I like to brag about this, but I got one of the best spots, which was at the time Thursday 4 to 8 p.m.
Wow, yeah, that's a big spot over there. Yes.
And I felt so good about that, you know, that I got that spot. And I looked forward to it every week. And you know, one of the I guess the higher up roles that I also had at WSU is I was the PSA director. So the PSAs that you hear on WSOU, I would help create some of those. And it was also cool too, because I kind of got to mentor those college students who were, you know, about to be on the air. You know, they had to make a PSA first.
Oh, wow. Now, PSA, am I right? Is that public service announcements?
Correct, yes.
Wow, that's terrific. So you were writing those or producing those? That is amazing.
Yes.
Oh, that's
A lot of
great.
fun.
That's great. I could tell your time at WSOU was not only joyful, but it was very important for you as you moved forward in your career, certainly. No doubt about what you learned there, the competencies, the skills, the ability to interact so much with people was really helpful for you, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And also, you know, you can't just call out of a shift, you know. So that was a big thing too, is that if you committed, you know. You also have to work in the summer. So if you committed to a 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift, you couldn't call out, you know, because no one was going to be there. So it really kept you disciplined working there.
That is amazing, certainly. I'm not surprised. The Marconi winning WSOU, certainly. Just
Yes.
super. But I'm so humbled and honored. Our show is now in its 17th year. I'm just glad I
Wow.
didn't have to take a test to go do this show. I would have failed it, certainly.
Congrats. That's amazing.
Thank
17
you.
years.
Thank you very, very much. Let's shift gears, if you don't mind, Julia, and talk about this amazing, exciting business of yours. You have founded this website, mykidexperience.com. What is this website?
So mykidexperience.com is a kid experience registry site. That's a mouthful. So if you think about, say, an Amazon registry, right? An Amazon registry would have toys and clothes and material gifts. An experience registry is experiences only, and it's only for kids. So some experiences that you can have on an experience registry to give you a visual of what an experience registry would look like, you can
Please.
have a trampoline park, right? You know, your kid wants to go to a trampoline park, you'd add that experience on their experience registry. Water parks you could add on there. Cool restaurants that are, you know, geared towards kids. Like we have Rainforest Cafe on the site. My sons love Rainforest Cafe. Roller skating, paintballing, really any experiences that your kid would like, you'd find them on the site.
Wow, this is totally amazing. Now, you have three sons. God bless you. That is just so wonderful. What ages are they? Just for our context here, Julia, please.
Six, almost four next month, and I have a baby who's almost 8 months.
Oh, extra congratulations. That is amazing. No doubt
Thank
about it.
you.
Now, how did you come up with this idea? I mean, this is just fascinating to me. You're such an entrepreneur at heart. How did you come up with this idea?
Thank you. So after my first son's first birthday, we had a lot of toys, right? You know, the first birthday, moms go all out. I had a big, big party for him, and we had more toys than we knew what to do with. Not only that, not the fact that we had so many toys, he didn't really even want to play with them. He wanted to do things, right? He wanted to explore. Sure, you know, for a couple minutes here and there, he would play with a truck or play with a train. But for the most part, you know, he wanted to get out in the world and you know, experience things. So I then had another son, and he was born right before Christmas. And I remember thinking, I don't need any more toys. Okay. I was having another boy. I had enough toys. And again, once again, you know, we had the, you know, we want to get out and do stuff. And also too, I'm the type of mom, I want to be out and about with my sons. I don't want to sit there and color.
Okay. So you're not a homebody then.
No. Yeah. I want to be out and about with my sons. I want to do fun things with them. So anyway, I was having another son. You know, I wasn't having a birthday party for him right away, but then I started thinking, is there something like this? Is there something that like my kid experience that exists? Because I couldn't imagine, you know, and I always want to celebrate my sons. I want to celebrate everything in life. So, you know, I was going to have more birthday parties for them and set holidays and whatnot. And I just, the thought of having more toys in my house, I couldn't take it. So I set out to look for a site like my kid experience, and I could not find one. I looked again. And I was like, there has to be something like this exists. And I would even talk to a very few amount of people because I didn't want to tell anybody my cool idea.
Sure.
And I would talk to, you know, my closest friends, and I would say, is there anything like, or I would say, I want to do this. They'd be like, something like that's out there. There has to be something like this out there. And sure, there wasn't.
Oh my goodness.
So finally, before my second son's second birthday, I just said to myself, I'm going to make this myself. I can't find it. I do not want any more toys. You know, experiences are also expensive. Even to go to, say, Build-A-Bear, right? A quick experience, it's a little bit of money. So, you know, if you have that $25 experience gift card to Build-A-Bear, that certainly helps. Like you mentioned in the intro, I'm a teacher. So, you know, lots of times my students, while, you know, a lot of them, you know, have lives where they are able to do things and go places, some of them don't, right? Some of them don't have that luxury.
Sure. And
so this helps. It helps the burden of how much these experiences cost. So anyway, I finally, before my second son's second birthday, I went and met with a web developer, and I was like, I'm going to make this. So not having any background whatsoever in marketing, in website development, I went in and I made mykidexperience.com.
Wow. So I've looked at the site. I mean, it is incredibly well done. Julia, did you do this site on your own, or did you have a little bit of help?
So it's funny. I'm a go-getter. I was like, I'm going to make it on my own. No, it was way more complex than I could handle. I asked a couple friends for advice, a couple friends who are in the field. They recommended hiring a web developer because the registry component, you know, there's a database installed within the site, which is what I needed the web developer for. So I remember speaking to my web developer, who's wonderful. And he said, sure, you can learn how to do this, but you're probably going to need to go back to college to learn how to create a website such as this.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I had the great honor of updating our website, thank God for money, recently, but I'm an old baby boomer, so this is totally beyond my capability. But someone from Seton Hall, one of the students, actually embraced it as a senior project, and it came out very, very well. But what's so interesting is that, yeah, these things get very complicated. And how smart of you as an entrepreneur to have the vulnerability to say, I can't do this. I do need to get someone from the outside to assist. Talk a little bit more. Let's peel the onion, please, because I want to learn more about the kind of occasions that an experience registry can be made. Does someone, for example, does someone with children or child, do they go on the site and they list the case, or do they look for occasions? Tell us more about this, please.
That's a great question. So an experience registry is really great for any celebration. The majority of the registries that are made are for birthdays. But with Christmas coming up, I've been getting a ton of registries made. Graduations, that's another one. You know, you have like a little kindergarten graduation or even an eighth grade graduation. You know, lots of the experiences on the site are maybe geared for younger kids, but certainly for older kids, you can, you know, you could definitely utilize the site. Let's see, you know, bar mitzvahs, really any celebration you can create an experience registry for. Any occasion where you know your kid is going to receive gifts. And if you're like me and you're like, okay, we have enough toys, this is the site for you.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the light bulb is going on. So if a friend of mine has a child or a son, I guess, who would be going for a bar mitzvah, let's say, then I could go look at the registry and see what kind of gifts they want.
Correct. So this operates just like a regular registry, but experiences only. So the parent of the child or the guardian of the child would go and create the registry. They would pick which experiences their kid would like, or even experiences that they think their kid would like, something new for their kid to try. And then you, as the friend, family, would go check out their registry. You'd say, oh, I would like to see that they go on a train ride, right? They go on New Hope Railroad, and you can purchase that experience for them.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's a gift in the form of an experience then.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, this is absolutely amazing. Now, is Thank this you. Website, is it only local, or can someone utilize this in other states or even other countries? How does this all work, please, Julia?
Thank you for asking that, because we recently went national. So
congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Being that I'm from New Jersey, I'm familiar with the experiences in New Jersey. So at first I would add all the experiences that I knew of. And even there's some experience that I didn't know of that I'm like, oh, that's a cool thing. My sons would like that. But now we are national. We are in all 50 states.
Oh my goodness.
Very cool. Yes.
Wow. So do you have partners in some of these states, or you do this on your own? You collect these? How does this all work with someone, let's say, from Utah or somebody's on the best coast?
So I went and did all my research. I went and say, for example, Utah, I went and found, you know, experiences in Utah. So I would kind of look for, you know, what movie theaters are in Utah, what indoor playgrounds are in Utah, what water parks, what theme parks. I was doing my own research. It was a lot.
Wow.
It was a lot to do. But what's really cool about my kid experience, and probably my favorite thing about it, is that you can add your own experience. So let's say I'm from Utah and I'm making a registry for my child. And you know what? There's a place called Roller Magic. And that's not listed on the site. I can request it. I can request that experience be added to the site.
Wow. And then
So then on my end, as the person in charge of the site, I can then see that someone had requested Roller Magic, and I can, you know, approve it, make sure that it's a legitimate business, make sure that they have online gift cards or online, any sort of online purchasing. And then I can approve it, send them a quick email saying, hey, I approved your experience. And then there it is. You can then add it.
Oh, this is so wonderful. So you do the vetting then of these various experiments. See, that to me would be very, very important because I don't want to say there are scammers out there, but you always have to be weary, especially if something's not in the state you're in, you don't know it firsthand. But that's great that you vet it and then someone can feel comfortable taking advantage of that experience.
Absolutely, yes.
This is amazing. I was getting the sense, Julia, there are a lot of advantages of creating an experience registry. Am I right? And share what some of those real advantages are, please.
Well, for one, less things, right? For the parent, less stuff. I also know too that, when my sons go into their playroom and it's so many things, it's too much for them. It's like overkill of toys. They're too stimulated, right? So less is more. I mean, I'm a minimalist. If I don't need it, I toss it, I donate it, I get rid of it. So the advantages of having an experience registry, one, less things. Another one is, kids who experience different things, they're happier. Studies have shown that they're happier, they're more intelligent, they're more, more well-rounded. So, it's very cool. I love, hearing my son, especially my oldest, saying like, "Oh, I tried that," or "I've done that," or "I want to do that."
Wow.
So
Oh.
definitely, and also what I mentioned too, it helps with the cost, right? So even if, I want to take, we have Disney World as an experience on the site. Do I ex
Wow.
do do I expect a family member to buy my trip to Disney World? No, right? But if they give a $50 gift card or even a $25 gift card, that certainly helps when you're going out to dinner. It certainly helps when you have a little bit of money to put towards it. I actually went to Disney World last year with my family for my son's third birthday,
Wow.
and I had $500 in Disney. I know.
That's amazing.
And
Oh, wow.
I tell people this all the time, and I'm like, I'm not just saying this because it's my site. I'm saying this because this happened. We had $500 to use on our trip, and we paid for so much of our dinners because of it.
Oh, this is so great. It's interesting because I live in beloved Brooklyn here, and places are getting smaller and smaller and smaller to live. And so, not to have all that stuff of the toys and everything, but to be able to get out and experience, indeed, for the development of the child, certainly, and the family doing things together, much better than someone sitting there playing video games or whatever. So, this is a win-win-win.
For sure. And I'm
Wonderful.
happy you said that about, the small places. I had a registry user who emailed me and was saying how this is so wonderful because they were having their 1-year-old's birthday and they were in the process of moving. So they sold their place. They were moving in with their parents until they were able to buy a house. So I was like, this is really great because, of course, again, you want to celebrate, especially that first birthday. You want to celebrate your child. And sometimes you don't have the room, like you said, for all
Sure.
the things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if anyone has shared with you or feels that making an experience registry for a kid is tacky. Has anyone said that? If so, I'd be curious. How have you responded, Julia, please?
So they haven't said that to me.
All right.
But, for the most part, when I am talking with parents, they do embrace it. They do think it's a cool idea. But I do get it a little bit if they feel, or I get the vibe, I should say, if they feel that it's tacky. Listen, I am a busy mom. I even think about on the other side of it. If my kid is invited to a birthday party, in my mind, it's much easier if they have an experience registry. I could easily go on, buy it online, done. I don't have the time to go to the store and say, oh, does little Susie want this doll? Does she have this doll? Does she even like dolls? You know, I don't have the time for that. So it really is so simple and mindless. I tell people, like, it's really like you go on, you find the registry, you buy the experience, and you're done. I think as we go, registries in general are going to become more and more popular. So I don't think it's tacky, Greg. and I hope people don't feel that it is either. You know, I also too, like a cousin of mine made an experience registry, but she didn't put it on the invitation. And I asked her why. And she, so that's, you know, we're like, maybe some people do think it's a little tacky. She said if people asked her, you know, what her daughter wanted, then she would say, oh, she made an experience registry, which is cool too.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, I'm just curious, do you have... If someone, I have a child and I want to open up a registry, let's say, is it free? Is there a charge to use your website?
It is free to use.
What?
Yes. So I want to let the world know. I want to let, you know, all the moms and dad know that, yes, this is a free service to use. Every penny counts nowadays. And when I first created the site, I had it in mind to be a free service for parents to use. So yes, it is absolutely free to use.
Wow. That is very Franciscan and generous in the Seton Hall way. No doubt about that, Julia. Sorry to say, we've only got about 5 minutes. We could talk all day.
Gosh, that went fast.
Yeah, no question about that. But now I'm curious, has anybody approached you like to be any of these experience to be like a sponsor or something like that? So you would advertise their gift card or whatever. It hasn't gotten to that point yet. Do you see that as part of the vision or do
that's a part of the vision. Yes. I would love that. You know, I would love to see mykidexperience.com to be like the experience platform, right? I would love it, you know, for all the businesses to, because again, you know, I'm looking for these businesses on my own. If there's a business out there that wants to be on the site, I want to hear from you. I want to put you on the site. So yes, the goal is to eventually be sponsored by businesses to promote them. And again, you know, I would love it for, you know, parents to wake up on a boring Saturday, not that parents really have many boring Saturdays, but, you know, to wake up one day and be like, oh, what are we going to do with the kids today? Let's go on My Kid Experience, go to our state, you know, Kentucky, and figure out what we want to do with the kids today. I would love that.
That is wonderful. I'm sure our listeners are wondering, how does one let family and friends know about a kid's experience registry?
That's such a common question. So the same way you would let them know about a wedding registry or again, an Amazon or a Target registry, you could let them know word of mouth. You could text them a link that will go directly to the child's registry. You can put it on an invitation. What I like to do is to say, Donovan is registered at mykidexperience.com. So the same way you would let them know about any other sort of registry is the same way you would know let them know about mykidexperience.com.
Ah, this is so easy. You've made it so easy, Julia. Question, if I may, I don't know if anybody's asked you this, but certainly a gift is a physical, tangible item. You know, the unwrapping of the paper. Has anybody said to you, gee, the experience gift really can't be opened? It sounds silly, I know. Has anybody said that to you? I'd be curious.
Yes. And it's so not true. You can open an experience gift. Of course, you have to, you know, get a little creative. But yes, you can open up an experience gift. So for example, I hope my sons don't hear this, but they love to go to the movies. My husband is a movie guy.
Really? Wow.
So they like to go to the movies. So for Christmas, we're going to get them some movie experiences, movie gift cards. Mm. And I'm going to put them in like a little popcorn bucket with some candy, wrap it in cellophane.
Oh, you know, beautiful.
And then and then present it to them in that way. If I'm handing them a piece of paper that says, oh, here's 20, it's not going to register to them because they're so little. But also too, I think, you know, when someone is opening a gift, even if you're opening a Barbie, right? The parent or the people who are watching are like, oh my gosh, that Barbie is awesome. And that's kind of how I react when my kids are opening up their experience gifts. I'm like, yes, we're going to the water park. Yes, we're going to the movies. We're going out to dinner. Yeah. So I think it's in the presentation of it, but you absolutely can wrap an experience gift. You do have to make it a little creative though. Someone actually sent me a picture of a book that they put with an experience gift card. And I love that idea.
Wow. Oh, how brilliant. How brilliant. Julia, we've saved the most important question for that. How can our loyal listeners best contact you and follow you, please?
Yay. So on Instagram at mykidexperience.com, on Facebook at mykidexperience.com. Let me put it this way. On all social media at mykidexperience.com. You can also email me if you have any questions at mykidexperience@gmail.com. But I hope to hear from a lot of your listeners. I love talking to people about the site.
Oh, I could sense your passion. There's no doubt about it. Listeners know issues. We got a great Franciscan with us today. She saw an idea that didn't exist. She could have held on to it. She could have done nothing. No, what did she do? She created this great website. Now it's your turn. Get out there, please. Look up Julia Brandon, certainly My Kid Experience on the Tweet, Facebook, wherever, Instagram. Follow her, take a look at this site, and please, please utilize this great site. Because she's exactly right. We got too much stuff in the world, especially our young people. Get them experiences. That's what they need, really, at young ages, so they get more and more into the world instead of sitting on their couch playing with toys that they're not going to learn much, if anything, at all. Julia yes. Brandon, class of 2007, we can't thank you enough for coming on Thank God for Monday today. We've been enlightened. We've been so inspired how you have taken a concept and made it this beautiful site, and this vision as a great entrepreneur just continues forward. So all the best with all this great work that you're doing as a mother, as a wife, as certainly a creator of this website. House flipping, all these magnificent things. You've made Cetonia very, very proud. And you should be very, very happy to know that, sir.
Thank you so much.
And as always, Hazard Zed forward. Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Julia does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode, have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.